Our first neighbors on the other side of our duplex were country people from southern Illinois. The father was a carpenter, and the mother opened a beauty shop for women, but the family's real passion was country and western music. It drifted through our common wall most days and nights, Eddie Arnold singing Cattle Call, and Von Monroe's Riders in the Sky seemed to be welded to their phonograph turntable. At first, Mother was irritated by the intrusion. She and Red were big band aficionados, fans of the late Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, and Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey. But before long, we were won over and looked forward to the slightly filtered concerts from next door featuring the big names out of Nashville and the swing rhythms of Bob Willis and his inimitable sidemen, the Texas Playboys. For my parents, Pickstown represented a welcome security, a steady year-round paycheck, good benefits, low-cost but comfortable housing, and a vibrant community of like-minded families from all across America. Daily life revolved around work, family, school, church, and community. Even now, 50 years later, when I encounter friends from those halcyon days, they say, that was the best place we ever lived.